Welcome to 740 Park Avenue. 740 Park Avenue is arguably the most important residential building in the city, so influential that PBS even released a documentary about it in 2012. This 19-story co-op apartment building has housed numerous billionaires, philanthropists, socialites, and our current Treasury Secretary. The pre-war Art Deco-style building was designed by architect Rosario Candela and built in 1929 by James T. Lee, the grandfather of Jackie Kennedy. She would later grow up in the building. The building officially opened in 1930, which was not great timing considering the onset of the Great Depression. Despite its wealthy residents, the building was not financially stable until the 1980s. One famous resident was John D. Rockefeller. He moved in around 1937, and his three-story apartment is still considered a crown jewel in New York City real estate. If you were looking for a fun economic break during the tour, here it is. Our topic is inflation. Saul Steinberg, an American businessman, bought this apartment from the Rockefeller family in 1971 for $285,000. That would be about $1.79 million in today's dollars. The same apartment sold for around $30 million in 2000. It was the most ever paid for an apartment on Park Avenue until 2012, when two adjoining two-story apartments were sold for $52.5 million. The Rockefeller home is now owned by Steven Schwarzman, founder of the private equity firm Blackstone. Today, it is worth $120 million. Other notable residents include fashion designer Vera Wang, Thomas Tisch of the Tisch family, and David Koch of the Koch brothers. There are currently two active publicly listed apartments in the building, ranging from $25 to $35 million. Seems like a steal, right? Just wait. 740 Park Ave has a reputation to uphold, and they don't let just anyone in. Cash alone will not get you approved by the board. The building requires a liquid net worth of $100 million. Maintenance fees run about $10,000 per month, and repairs to the building's facade recently cost each tenant $250,000. So while mortgage rates are at an all-time low, it might take more than a 20% down payment and letter of recommendation from your current super to get you into the building. It is rumored that even Barbara Streisand was rejected by the board.